Welcome to today's episode of the Dark Matter Podcast. I'm your host, Jason Brown, and today I'm going to record an episode that is going to be for me 5 years from now. I've seen this done on YouTube before. I've watched some other YouTube influencers do videos like this, and I thought it's really interesting, and I've kind of had this idea floating around in my head for a while, but, you know, life, and it's been my mind has been going in a million directions, so it's even been hard to find the discipline to find the right thing to sit down and do, just because there just seems like there's so many things, you know, running around in my head. But here I finally am. I have terrible lighting. I just have one lamp in the corner. I tried to turn this other lamp on over here, but the switch is bad, or the breaker is bad, and I'm losing light outside. There's people talking outside and in the hallway. So if there's any bleeding audio, I'll figure it out when I edit this. But I just had to do something, because I think it's really hard once you get off your schedule to get back on. And this is something that I absolutely don't want to fall off, is, you know, regular recording and providing content for the podcast. I love everything about this, and I am learning and unlearning some things about my workflow process, and sometimes I like to throw myself 100% into things, and the reality is you can't into everything, you know, when it comes to being a good partner, an employee, when it comes to everyone who has a day job, your hobbies. I mean, to throw 100% into everything requires a lot of time management and figuring out when you can give 100%. Sometimes it's not every day. Sometimes it's a little bit, like just a little bit every day. And this is something that has definitely still been moving around in my stream of consciousness, but I just haven't really had time to sit down and do them as much as I'd like. So today I said, there's no way I'm not going to record an episode, so why not talk to my future self about where my head's at right now, because it's crazy. So first of all, Thanksgiving. In the spirit of giving thanks and family and being appreciative for your life and friends and things to that nature, I love Thanksgiving. I have no qualms with it. As far as everything else, the commercial aspect of basically desensitizing genocide and eating dinner around it, not okay with. And thankfully, your partner isn't either, so that's great. So everyone is, you're working at Trader Joe's, so if you're not working at Trader Joe's in 5 years, that'd be weird, because it's a great company. But you recently got a job at Trader Joe's, and everyone is running around insane right now, buying stuff for casserole, you know, stuff for last minute dishes that are supposed to be kind of small size quantity anyway, because we're in the middle of a pandemic, and we're not really supposed to have we're not supposed to really be in contact with a lot of people anyway. But I digress. So thankfully we're not doing anything of that. Emily and I are just going to take the day and relax. She's been working super hard in school. I think 5 years from now, I think it'd be safe to say she graduated, or she'll probably still be in school for a higher degree. You have not gone to school yet. Get on it. Now, to that point, I have always thought, you know, if I go to school, I just am reverse engineering me. I know if I take on that kind of undertaking, it needs to have some sort of purpose. I thought I knew what that was, and then I kind of got thrown a spiritual monkey wrench in that around Halloween. So I thought I was going to go back into graphic design. It seemed like a great idea. It seems lucrative. So if I come out of the other side, it's definitely something that is only going to be more in more demand as years go on, as more companies move online and things to that nature. I don't think you'll be short for work, and even freelance stuff, there's plenty of options. But a skill nonetheless, because if I just go to school for the sake of going to school, I know that I'm not going to have the discipline to take it as serious as it needs to be taken. But on Halloween, a buddy of mine presented me the idea about getting into coding. So coding is something that I kind of came across about probably 4 or 5 years ago now. And I remember when I first learned it, it wasn't hard. I just didn't really see any appeal, you know, and as vain as that sounds, I didn't really go anywhere with it, but nothing was really on the line either. I just had a friend who was into it and said, "I can get you a job here. I just need you to practice, basically." And it was just really hard to get into. Whereas now I'm a little more open-minded. Coding next to graphic design is obviously extremely lucrative, so it's I don't think you'll be scratching and scrounging for work once you finish. Which I know kind of sounds, I don't know, I feel like when I say it in my head sometimes it seems like a vain goal, like you should go for something bigger than that. But the reality is, I am the kind of person that is kind of always trying to seek education, further education, whether it be through a system or just on my own. I always try to stay tapped into current events and watch things like documentaries and stuff to try to always be learning. It's one thing I used to cripple me with fear is that I would leave high school and start to start to forget things or lose that passion for learning. And I don't think I've lost that, but I definitely think focusing it into a skill that I could use to take care of my family would be essential and even help them, you know, as far as taking dreams and being able to turn them into something. And between, I haven't figured out what I'm going to major in, but between coding and graphic design, those are definitely two avenues that I feel like I could employ a lot of help to not only clients, but, you know, family and friends who have ideas for projects. And two things that ironically have kind of come across a lot of in the past couple months, whether it be people asking for my opinion, helping them design websites, or editing, you know, books, or even like compiling it into a package so that we can, you know, actually give it a face. With my blog, I'm not doing any of the coding on it, but to be able to do that kind of thing and teach other people and give them the vehicle to do it themselves. I have a friend right now who I know would have a killer blog, but I can only tell him, you know, what I did. I am fortunate enough, thank you, Devin, who does all of the, you know, back end stuff on my website, to have somebody like him. And if I can be like that for some of my other friends and family, and for especially minorities as a whole, I've always had a soft spot in my heart, and something I want to do is create a space for minorities to be able to come to me with ideas, minority startups to come to me with ideas and be able to put them in connection with the right people and places. But if I know coding, then I can even help them build or have the tools to build a website, something that's not just something on social media or something to that extent. Because that's fine. There's everything in the world is fine with that. But what happens when that stuff goes away? So I think I just need a little more time. And it kind of sounds like a cop out because I was this close and talking to an advisor and all, but I just really need to know before I go. So I'm figuring that out. Book two is almost done. I am in the process of editing, just kind of putting some final touches on it. It has been an emotional journey like no other. Some days I love the idea of the book, some days I absolutely loathe it, and it is really difficult to keep writing. But as a whole, I know that this collection of poems will kind of have a similar effect as the first book, in it's going to be bigger than me. And not in a vain way, just in the sense of this book doesn't really pull a lot of punches in the suffering department. There are plenty of things that I have come across, had conversations with, and experienced my own traumas, and it's usually a big part of me always resists writing that outright, just flat on a sheet of paper and then presenting it. I always like to turn it into something, a lesson or uplift, anything to that effect. But this book is really just kind of crying in a way, you know, just letting me feel my feelings and feel my feelings for others, because I'm extremely empathic. So I've heard stories that some of my friends and family have dealt with, and trying to synthesize their traumas, because I'm not the kind of person that can hear that and just detach. You know, I feel like I kind of slip into that little emotional bubble, that little emotional world that I kind of get dropped into with that, which is fine. That's part of the reason that it came to me, and I hope I can help with their journey. But this book is kind of all of that. And it's shorter, which at first I thought would be a bad thing, and now it's really not so much, because it's not even about it being short. It's about it just being the perfect size, you know, being the perfect amount of poems, enough short ones, some longer pieces, just everything just needs to sit in a groove, you know. And just finding the balance for that has been a bit of a struggle, but it always is. And, you know, if it's not, then that means I'm too comfortable and nothing's working right. So book two is almost done. We should have it published by the end of the year, or at least completed by the end of the year, because the publishing is not, that's not up to me, but edited, completed, art, everything like that, done by the end of the year. Let's see, because I don't want to drag this video out too long, but work? Oh, man. Your relationship. Engaged. Loving it. Getting married in the middle of a pandemic is weird. I feel as if we're just ready to wait until it can be a more pure experience. You know, we don't really want a ton of people to be at our wedding anyway, but not to dilute that with, okay, now only 4 or 5 people can be here because of COVID, and we're not rushing for any crazy, you know, reason. None of us are, we're not in a financial bind, so we need to marry for benefits or anything like that. But it is something that the more I talk to, especially some of my coworkers at work, because I call Emily my wife, I mean, I feel like she is already, so it's just not on paper. But then again, why does that make it official? But I digress. But, you know, it's just something to think about, and something that we have conversations about, and then that's usually it, and then we come back to it when it feels right. But when enough people ask you something over and over and over again, you just kind of think, huh, maybe I should give this more thought. I don't know. But anyway, in love, every day is a new challenge. And that, I mean, that's just what it is about being in a relationship with somebody, a real relationship. Marketing, real, R-E-A-L relationship. And is that looking at big things like that and having open dialogue and maybe not hearing what you think you were going to hear, or maybe hearing exactly what you thought you would hear. I would love to, you know, have that celebration and really just fully unite, you know, us. But I also don't want to do it in the middle of a pandemic. I mean, just certain people are emotionally tired of it. But the thing is, it's not anywhere close to being done. So I greatly appreciate her wisdom, and glad that we're on the same page with a lot of different ideals as far as just waiting, because the inconvenience of trying to do everything that you thought you could do before the pandemic during is, I feel, a bigger hindrance than just accepting that things are different. And while some days you want to, you know, I don't know, do things that were normal before the pandemic, you know, you have to realize now that you are doing the world a better service by just not, you know, or by going and being safe, being with small numbers, people in your household, wearing a mask. And Emily and I have been both very diligent about that. So Hopefully in 5 years' time, if we're still in a pandemic 5 years from now. I don't even know. Gosh, that would be awful. But, you know, I would like to believe that we would still be safe as we can. And I think I'm just going to kind of wrap it there. I don't really want this to be too long because I talk to me all the time. I am very thankful. Wrap that back around. Very thankful that I am still here. I mean, I know that anything, there are so many variables to life, and even just being born is such a finite metric that's just insane to wrap your head around. And the fact that I'm still here, I have a great support system. I mean, sometimes I get on my own nerves and I feel like I just want to withdraw into myself. And sometimes I withdraw from everybody, and the people that truly love me don't judge me for it. Or if they do, it doesn't limit their ability to love me regardless. And I've become more open with myself. That's kind of the whole point of this book as well, in expressing things that I normally would probably just lock away until I had enough time to think about it, to choose to either continue to think about it and do something about it, or just keep pushing it further in the fathoms of my mind, which is endless. I have so much. 5 years from now, you need to be talking to a therapist regularly. But I have so much stuff backlogged that I have been actually having, you know, relapsed like thoughts of, you know, stuff that I haven't thought about in years. And I'm only 27. So I can only imagine, you know, if I really start tackling those things, you know, slowly but surely, and really talking, I mean, just talking bluntly about them, whether it be through writing songs, writing poems. I'm working on a set of stand-up comedy. So just getting that stuff out and letting new, fresh energy, you know, vibrate through me. And just trying stuff. That is what I feel has gotten me where I am today in a lot of different avenues in my life, is just trying things. And that's tricky. That can be hard because I'm kind of a perfectionist. So if I suck at something, and I'm really not motivated to do it. But the fact that I suck at it is also the motivation necessary to not suck at it. I would be more eloquent, but that's as simple as it is. I've been playing guitar again more effectively. You know, I'll sit down with the intention of, I'm going to practice these chords, I'm going to practice these songs, I'm going to play for 15 minutes and just practice chord changes. You know, as opposed to just picking it up and just kind of strumming around idly for, I don't know, 30 seconds to 2 minutes and then putting it down. So, practicing things, getting into new things with intention, because that really is the key, one of the keys to life, you know, is just to keep living, keep having new experiences. Everything you see around me, if you're watching the video of this, was an attempt at something, you know, whether it be spirituality, whether it be cycling, whether it be cooking, everything, you know, has its ups and downs. Days are good, days you are terrible, but keep trying things, keep trying new things, keep asking deep questions, and the sky's the limit, truly is. And here's a poem for you by Maya Angelou, my favorite, and this poem is called Wonder. A day, drunk with the nectar of nowness, weaves its way between the years to find itself at the flophouse of night. to sleep and be seen no more. Will I be less dead because I wrote this poem, or you more because you read it, long years hence? I really liked that one, especially that last part. But hello, future me. Hope you're doing great. Hope you can look back on this and laugh at something, whether it be where you are, physically, whether you are spiritually, wherever you are mentally. And I'm proud of you. I kind of wish I could watch this from 5 years ago, because that was a doozy. I mean, me 5 years ago wouldn't have thought that this is where I would be. So I can only imagine 5 years from now. Y'all have a safe and happy Thanksgiving for those of you who do celebrate Thanksgiving. And you can check out this episode where all podcasts are found, whether that be Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, and everything to that extent. Check this out on YouTube. Make sure you like and subscribe. It really helps out the channel. Thank you so much for checking out today's episode. Peace.